Hey, Lincoln.
Hi.
What do we just watch, dude?
We just watched Monday Night Raw.
I think it's called Fastlane.
Oh, that's right.
I think they called it Fastlane. I feel like a broken record here. This was shit.
Can there be one month where I don't have to sit here and be angry?
No.
Can there just be one time where I'm okay and I'm like, you know what? That was a solid pay-per-view. I'm not sure which
one
I want.
Your big problem, Lincoln, is that I mocked you for it. You're a mark, and you thought something was going to happen that wasn't predictable.
It's because I just
You really thought Roman Reigns wasn't going to win the main event.
Yeah, spoiler, doesn't fucking matter. Jesus, fuck, because I was like, what is the most predictable thing that they could do? I was like, they wouldn't do that because it's too easy. And then they just fucking do it.
Yeah.
And then they just fucking do it.
Yeah. And the crowd shit on it. And they're going to shit on it for the next month. And God help them, those 100,000 people are going to shit on that main event.
Can we talk about fucking Kalisto's AIDS back?
Yeah. So the pre-show was for the U.S. title, 2 out of 3 falls. Kalisto defending once again against Alberto Del Rio. And the amount of back knee on Kalisto, I'm not saying he's juicing, but it sure seems like he's juicing.
Yeah, he...
You know, I grew up watching wrestling in the 80s, and you knew who was juicing because they had fucking back knee. He had a lot.
The match was pretty much what I expected, though.
Kalisto won the first fall because Del Rio got disqualified, then Del Rio won the second, Kalisto won the third, Kalisto's still the champ. We don't give a fuck. We watched him fight for months. We don't give a fuck. I will say a lot. I didn't care. Nobody cared.
I also want to know, is there anybody that actually wants Del Rio to win?
No. He's the blandest of bland. I would rather watch Big Show match than a Del Rio match. God. Del Rio once feuded with Big Show.
Mm.
Let that stew in your brain for a bit.
Mm.
Anyway.
For the first match of the night actually was not what I thought was going to be the first match of the night. I did the Reddit prediction thingy.
God, you fucking failed.
Yeah, I wasn't that far off.
You were far enough off.
Yeah. But the first match, I thought it was going to be Ziggler and Owens. I thought that would be a good opener. It was Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. Makes sense, though, because you were talking about how there was two Divas matches.
Yeah. We'll get on to the second one. it was Sasha and Becky versus Tamina and Naomi. It's decent.
It was...
I was expecting a Sasha turn. There wasn't. I don't know why you built all this turmoil between her and Becky Lynch up. And then you don't fucking do anything with it.
I was pretty bored by the match. I was making yuca fries and just kind of tuned out.
Sasha and Becky win with a sloppy bank statement on Tamina. Whatever.
Another match that there's like no shock.
No, there was no shock at all during the night. None. And one of them there should have been, and there wasn't.
And like in the Sasha and Becky match, like, it was also boring because there was nothing special about it. That's why, like, we watched a Raw.
Yeah.
Every match was just, it was predictable. It wasn't, like, high-quality wrestling in any way, shape, or form.
Usually the pay-per-view before Mania starts setting up feuds. This didn't.
I have no fucking clue who's going to be at Mania. We obviously know that it's going to be Triple H and Roman Reigns. Who the fuck else is going to be there?
I mean, they didn't set up anything.
Like, isn't this supposed to be the time that we're supposed to be doing, like, if Becky and Sasha are going to be feuding at Mania?
Then Sasha should have turned on Becky, or vice versa. If they're going to be going after Charlotte, maybe Sasha runs in and tries to callous Charlotte the match, or something. What happened to Bray Wyatt and Brock? Did we just forget about that?
I honestly think they just shoved that.
I hope to God they did. I'd rather see Bray Wyatt not fight than fucking lose again. Next match.
Next fucking match was Kevin Owens and Dolph Ziggler. It was an okay match.
But they had to replay every move 5 times.
God, that was so annoying. There's
so many goddamn replays in this pay-per-view.
This match is alright. I mean,
we've seen it before with Owens and Ziggler.
I already knew that Ziggler was going to lose, which is unfortunate. I like Dolph Ziggler. I think he's good.
But they weren't going to put the belt on Owens just to turn around and get it off of him. I would say is probably the best match of the night. I think it's up there with Styles and Jericho.
Styles and Jericho for me was the match of the night.
I guess this one is, I've seen it before. I've seen it before. There's nothing special again. Holy fuck, the replays.
Yeah, that was beyond annoying.
And it didn't get any better. I say we talk about this match for another hour, by the way, because I don't want to talk about the next one. So Kevin Owens, he's kind of a swell guy, right? I mean, he had his KO shirt on.
So when do you think they're actually going to make Kevin Owens lose weight?
I don't know. It seems like a Vince thing to do. But at the same token, the fans love him so much, would you pull him off TV to do that?
You don't really have to pull off TV for weight loss necessarily.
They usually do.
Do they?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, look at Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's fine and wrestles just fine the way he is.
No.
But he doesn't fit that McMahon mold, which is a problem with a lot of wrestlers. Dean Ambrose doesn't fit that mold. Roman Reigns does.
Oh.
Roman Reigns fits that mold. Strowman fits that mold. You know, he loves the big guys. That's why I think Daniel Bryan was only over because the fans pushed it. And the fans were loud enough then that they couldn't ignore it.
No.
Problem is now, they can ignore you.
They can continue to ignore the Roman Reigns booing.
I don't know why. And yeah, he even said maybe just turn him heel. That changes nothing.
Yeah. I also just, I don't know why. Okay, he was not in this pay-per-view, but Tyler Breeze, again, me being very optimistic and young and wide-eyed and bashful, I was like, oh, Tyler Breeze is going to come up. And then they can feud him with The Miz, or they can feud him with Ziggler, and then he can be all cool like he was in NXT. Because I love Tyler Breeze. And guess fucking what? He's just been nothing but squash, and that's exactly what they're doing with Ziggler. Why the fuck aren't they feud?
I want to turn your attention to a former NXT champion that came up, and I want you to tell me when the last time he fought was. Neville.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say Neville.
Bo Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a shit about the NXT people.
Which is why, like, the thought of them bringing up, like, Samoa Joe...
I don't want them to bring people up I like.
It gets... Yeah, it's like, it's scary now. Because, like, what the fuck are they going to do?
Like, Sasha and Becky and Charlotte are getting their run now. What happens when that's over? They're going to be Alicia Fox. And they're going to be everybody else. Bayley. I worry for Bayley if she ever comes up. Finn Balor is going to get crushed.
Yeah.
Buried because his gimmick doesn't work. Look at the Ascension. They were a dominant tag team in NXT. Not everybody can be the Shield.
Or like, I legitimately do not believe that the Vaudevillains are ever going to make it to main roster.
No, and if they do, they're just going to be fighting Los Matadors on a dark show. You know, not everybody can be the Wyatts and the Shield. And few people other than them have come up from NXT and been big. I mean, Paige for a while. I think Becky and them are going to go the Paige route. Paige was huge for a while, and now... She's nothing, unfortunately. I think she's great. She doesn't do shit. If you're not Becky, Sasha, or Charlotte, as far as divas right now, you don't matter. You don't matter.
Do you think that Alexa Bliss is ever going to...
Maybe. I don't know.
I've come to start liking her.
I think they all have the potential.
Except for the fucking Australians that I don't remember their names, but they're the same person.
They have potential.
They are literally the same person.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if they just came out and said, these two people don't exist.
So you remind me of the world's greatest tag team, which was Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how they book them. You can't book Tyler Breeze as a huge reveal and a huge debut, and he's lost every fucking match. Why? Why? Just leave him on fucking NXT. Leave him there.
Are you ready to talk about this next
fucking match? All right, fine. Get it out of the way, please. All right, the next match is the Wyatts. Of Harper, Rowan, and Strowman versus the greatest tag team ever, the Titans of the WWE and Ryback. Kane, The Big Show, and Ryback.
This is so fucking stupid.
My first complaint is Ryback was dwarfed by these two. If you're going to have the legendary Titans that are still around, put Mark Henry in this match instead of Ryback.
Yeah.
Not that I want to see him, but it's more believable. But shock of all shockers. Who wins this match?
Team Ryback.
It's not the fucking Wyatts, because Lord knows they can't win. Thank God they didn't do the Wyatt run-in against Lesnar. I was really dreading that. I'm like, they can't even beat fucking Big Show and Kane. What threat are the Wyatts to anyone? We are like a month away from the Wyatts going back to NXT. I'm honestly starting to believe this.
I am too. They cannot win anything.
You can't make them threats. You can't make Strowman this threat. They talked about having Strowman fight The Undertaker at Mania, for God's sake.
No.
You know what would make them threatening? It's if they beat people.
How many months have we been saying this, Kyle?
Just beat someone. And not Kane and Ryback in the Big Show. Have Bray Wyatt go out and fucking beat Kevin Owens. You know, have him beat the shit out of Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Have them beat the shit out of Lesnar. Have them beat people.
The thing that's so insulting about this match is just, like, you know, you have the Wyatts that they have tried to, you know, has as a big threat, and then you get it to where, like, they're a threat, like, when Strowman first comes out, then you're like, oh, Strowman.
And then they lose.
And then they just lose. And so then they put them against this ragtag bullshit group, and you're like, okay, well, this...
And really, they lost to Ryback.
Yeah.
Kane didn't do much. Big Show is the one that got the hot tag and did, like, two moves.
Yeah.
They lost to Ryback.
Yeah.
Ryback beat the entire Wyatt family tonight.
Just send the Wyatts back to NXT. Like, I'm so over it. It's like, if you're going to just completely just keep shitting on them, just fucking stop.
They've been doing it for 2 years. Ever since Wyatt lost to Cena at Mania.
I just can't wrap my head around why they do it. God, why do they keep doing this?
I don't
fucking get it. How are they getting away with this?
I don't get it. It's the same problem I have with Ziggler and Ambrose. How long are people going to love Ambrose if he doesn't win a fucking match?
Mm-hmm.
If he's an idiot. He's not a lunatic here. He's an idiot in the fact that he keeps going at Brock.
Yeah.
He punches Brock. He tries to do moves in the match. I'm jumping ahead. Brock just stares at him as he's punching him, like, yeah. What are you doing, you little pissant?
Well, it's stupid how that they have, like, Wyatt, you know, Bray trying to fight Lesnar. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Another thing that's just annoying is that they keep just, none of it makes sense on what they're doing.
No.
There's no reason why the
difference, though, is, at least with the Wyatts, they're realizing it doesn't work, so they're stopping it, seemingly.
Seemingly.
We'll see. I tend to believe that it's going to be Ambrose and Lesnar at Mania,
mm-hmm.
which I don't want to see that at all.
No.
Either, because Lesnar's just going to fucking crush him.
It's like exactly like last WrestleMania.
Or the first half of the main event here.
Yeah.
Lesnar's just going to destroy him. But at least if you have Wyatt lose to Lesnar, I'm like, well, it was fucking Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Oh, God. The next match is even worse. Oh, my God.
Next match was...
For the Divas title.
Ric Flair versus Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
You know, for their first match together, could have been a lot less botchy.
Oh, God.
Fuck Charlotte. I'm so done. Like, I wish I could take back every time I ever said that I liked Charlotte. I just take it all back.
Charlotte is the worst wrestler. The worst Divas wrestler right now.
That's saying a lot.
Summer Rae is a better wrestler than Charlotte right now.
Mm-hmm.
Summer Rae botches less. And I don't know if Charlotte's botching is just she sucks or she just that goddamn selfish she doesn't want to make somebody else look good.
Brie is
going for a yes lock hold or something. You could tell Charlotte or Brie fucked up and she didn't latch it on right. Charlotte didn't help her one bit. Not at all. There's a thing when she's going for the figure eight and Brie goes to kick her out of the ropes. Charlotte saunters to the ropes and then steps out of them. You can't even fall through the ropes. But the worst was the ending of this match.
Yep.
And we couldn't understand it. Brie hurt her leg, you know, whatever. She hooks her in the yes lock. She sees Flair trying to grab her leg, so she reverses it into a single leg Boston crab. But periodically, during the hold, she starts to release it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she grabs it again. And I look to you, I'm like, what is she doing? I don't understand what she's doing. Eventually, she starts to let go and just stand up for no reason. And then Charlotte kicks her into the ropes.
Yep.
And I realized Charlotte just kept missing her fucking cue to kick out of this goddamn move.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte.
This went on for like 10 seconds, too. Like, this was a long period of time.
A long time. I mean, enough to where we noticed it and were confused why Brie was like...
Yeah.
It's like, well, is she trying to sell an injury? Well, why would she be letting go? It's her leg that's hurt. Michael Cole tried to cover. He's like, her leg just gave out.
Yeah.
She wasn't using her legs for this hole. Her leg didn't give out. Charlotte's fucking terrible. Charlotte Eva Marie'd this match.
Oh.
Charlotte is the fucking worst.
Yeah.
I just, the botchiest, I don't know. Yeah, she's either terrible or ego.
And then another thing that was annoying was that, you know, Charlotte puts her in the figure four?
Figure eight.
Figure eight, that's right. Puts her in the figure eight, and then Brie Bella taps out immediately. There's no hesitation in any way.
Unless her legs hurt. Yeah, it's stupid, but at least Brie was selling a move. And of course, they had to make Brie look super weak in this. She's doing this for her sister. She's doing this for the honor of her husband. Yeah. She's wearing Daniel Bryan's kick pads. We knew she wasn't going to win. As much as I would have liked to see Brie Bella win this title, that's what it says about you, Charlotte. I want to see Brie Bella as Divas champion. I do like Brie. I won't lie. I like Brie and Nikki.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Brie should be champion, but at least she tries to sell a move. She tries.
And the thing with, like, Charlotte, I remember I was talking with people on the internets about this, about how...
She looks like an iPhone 6?
Well, yeah, somebody said that Charlotte looks like an iPhone 6, and I lost my shit for, like, 5 minutes. Charlotte also looks like the kind of girl that poops with the door open.
Yep.
No, it's like, people are like, well, Charlotte sucks. Charlotte doesn't suck, it's just that she's a really great heel. I'm like, no, that's not.
Heels don't fuck up moves.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. I don't hate her because of her character.
This match made us fully second guess that maybe she wasn't that good in NXT. Sasha and Becky and Bayley made her look good in NXT. And when Brie Bella out-wrestled you, you suck. I almost feel like she is bought into her actual character. It doesn't matter what she does. She's fucking Ric Flair's daughter. Sorry. If her dad wasn't there, people would not give a shit about her. I don't give a shit about her. I fucking hate her. She's the worst. I just want to see Sasha tap her out in 2 seconds at Mania so Charlotte can go the fuck away. Absolutely terrible. Absolutely. At least there's no Santa selling. Oh, because she didn't sell anything in this match.
And there was also this weird thing that I'm really trying to figure out if... Okay, so Charlotte had Brie, and she was doing some kind of, like, weird suplex thing, you know, where she was just, like, holding her. And every time she bent back, like, Brie, like, was, like, hugging her? What was that?
It's so they could set up that. Well, she was trying to do an Alabama slam.
Yeah.
And so Brie was grabbing her so she couldn't do it.
Okay.
Which would have been a decent spot if Charlotte didn't call it through a fucking microphone in the corner. I just don't like you, Charlotte. I don't. It's not your character.
Yeah.
I know people say, like, that's, well, you're not supposed to like
yeah.
her. She's just shit in the ring.
That was the thing that I was trying to get people to understand. I was like, it's not that I don't like her character.
I actually like heels a lot more than faces. Yeah.
But if you suck in the ring, I'm not going to fucking like you.
And she said, this was the most botch-filled match. And it wasn't all Charlotte. It takes two to botch.
Mm-hmm.
But you could tell times when Brie, it wasn't her fault.
Yeah.
Like, that finish wasn't Brie's fault. Brie was going for the kick and then realized Charlotte didn't move. So Brie, at the end, basically had to stand up and just force being flung.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like, Charlotte's just not going to do it. She's just not going to kick out of this move like she's supposed to and beat me. That's terrible. That is terrible wrestling.
It's just annoying because even though there are people that are not as talented as others in the ring, I'm going to use a great example of Enzo Amore. He's not the greatest wrestler in the world.
I would have said Dean Ambrose.
And Dean Ambrose. But they don't fucking botch all the time. It's not like there's a difference between being prone to just being shitty in the ring and not being a good wrestler.
Yeah. They, you know, understand how to make your opponent look good, to help them when they fuck up, to help cover them. Charlotte doesn't do that. She just leaves you out there and she fucks up on her own.
No.
God, I fucking hate her. I fucking hate her. I don't want to see Charlotte wrestle anymore.
Yeah. It's going to be at Mania. You know she's going to come out in Ric Flair's...
She's coming out the road. Yeah. God help me. Give me Summer Rae versus Eva Marie at Mania.
Is this a thing you actually want right now?
Yeah, because at least they don't... Summer Rae's not the worst wrestler. Yeah. Watch her NXT stuff. She's not... I don't like her on the mic.
Yeah.
I don't like her character. Eva Marie, she's still learning. I can't fault this woman. No. I hate her.
Oh, it's kind of like Nia Jax. I can't be, like, super pissed at her because it's like, she was a model, and then now she's a wrestler,
I don't fault Eva Marie 100%. I don't think she necessarily tries as hard as she should in the ring. Just stick with Total Divas. I don't fault her. Because nobody sees her, and sees her do an arm drag and realizes, well, I bet, she's probably really good besides. She's not. There's no... Charlotte is your champion.
The one thing you said there actually is interesting, where you were talking about trying. That's another thing with Charlotte. It doesn't seem like she's trying anymore.
No, she doesn't
have to. In any way, shape, or form.
Because she's Ric Flair.
Yeah. Like, even, let's go back to when she was going against Paige in that one horrendously botched match. It was boring, and you could tell that she just didn't give a shit about it.
No. And what's sad about this is I have a feeling her and Sasha are going to fight at Mania, and it's going to be a great fucking match. Everybody's going to think we're full of shit.
Yeah.
I will go back to my Sasha made her look good.
Yeah.
In those matches. Bayley made her look good. Becky made her look good. These people made Charlotte look good.
Yeah.
And yeah, I will throw Bayley in there. I won't say she's the greatest wrestler, but she put on some good matches with Charlotte. They did not compare to Charlotte and Sasha.
Mm.
But look at Sasha and Bayley.
Yeah.
And then look at everything Charlotte has done on the main roster.
Yeah.
It's all terrible.
The next match, I can't really bitch too much about this match because it wasn't a bad match.
It was two good wrestlers that know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It was AJ Styles versus Y2J, Chris Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good match. I thought it was a bit slow for what I expected from these guys.
Yeah.
But they are not
the spry
cruiserweights that they once were.
Yeah.
It was a good match. I thought it was weird that he finally hit a Styles
clash. Yeah, I was going to say we finally saw the Styles clash.
And Jericho kicked out of it.
Yeah.
I think they're really pushing the calf crusher as the finisher.
Yeah.
Like I said, I get it. Because like in TNA, I said it. Oh my God.
Oh.
AJ Styles fought in the X Division. He fought guys his size and smaller. It's easier for him to do those moves. New Japan, they're just better all around athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They can take those moves. Whereas Jericho, he took it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the prettiest.
There were a couple of botches during this that
Jericho had to do a handstand because AJ couldn't just pick him up.
There was that, then there was the one where it was Jericho that hit his head. Maybe I was the only
you're thinking of the Ambrose.
No, I know, but there was a botch during this match that I noticed. I guess you didn't notice it.
I didn't notice it.
It looked like that Jericho like hit his head. And it looked like he didn't take a move right. It
was no, that was Styles.
Was that Styles?
Because okay, it happened so twice Styles. In a row.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Because
for some reason, I thought it was Jericho.
He hit his head. It looked ugly. And then Jericho went to whip him into the guardrail.
That's
and
right.
It was a bit farther away than usual, apparently. Because he just slammed the back of his head into the guardrail.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, it was fine.
I mean, there were some botches.
But again, I can't say that it was a great match because it was like something that I would have seen on Raw.
Well, we've seen it twice.
Yeah. Once on Raw and once on SmackDown.
We've seen it too many times. And the thing with this match, too, is majority of your audience knows who AJ Styles is. I know you'll never mention TNA. They know who he is, mainly from TNA. They don't want to see him fighting Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
They want to see... I will say it again and again until they accidentally do it. I want to see Samoa Joe come up and fight AJ Styles.
That'll be great.
I want to see that match again. Or Styles versus Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Styles and Zayn. Actually, would have... You know, now that I'm saying these out loud, I wish Styles would have went to NXT.
I did kind of think that him coming to the main roster was a little questionable. It made sense, though, because...
He is the biggest name out of the ones that are coming up. But Samoa Joe's just as big, they didn't take him to the main roster.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's good on the main roster, though.
I think he's good, and I think he's can only get better if they give him the confidence.
And they cut his hair.
They're not going to cut his hair.
I'm going to talk shit about his hair. Until he cuts his hair.
They're not going to cut his hair.
Please cut your hair, AJ Styles.
He needs his redneck kick haircut.
I fucking hate it. It's terrible. If it was like shoulder length, I'd be okay with it. But it's like this weird bob. I can't do it.
It is a weird bob.
It's like a 70s go-go dancer bob. It's disgusting.
You're just going to have to get used to it.
Fuck your stupid haircut, AJ Styles.
But now...
Go show me your PlayStation.
My big thing with AJ is he needs to keep adapting his style, which we've seen.
Because
he is fighting bigger guys. You know, he's not going to pull up Kevin Owens into the Styles Clash. But, you know, he didn't give it to Samoa Joe, I'm pretty sure. So,
awesome.
He just needs to adapt a little bit, get back into that more Western style, you know.
Yeah.
He can do it, and he's fine. He did his springboard scorpion drop thing. It's kind of sloppy, but I think Jericho's too far away.
No.
Jericho could not judge these very well.
He was having a...
Like the rope thing when he was coming in. And
I didn't mention that Jericho looked like a sad panda. In his promo for it, it just looked like he was, like, really tired.
He was, probably. He probably just woke up. He's old, dude.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad. I mean, it's what you expect from two talented dudes that people can say what they want about Jericho. A lot of the talent right now could learn from him.
Yeah.
How to make your opponent look strong.
Mm-hmm.
Win or lose. He could have beat AJ in this, and AJ still would have come out looking strong.
Yeah, I mean, especially because he put him in Walls of Jericho and the Lion Tamer.
Yeah. So.
And, yeah.
That's why I don't understand, and we will get into that with Roman Reigns. Hopefully Triple H can do that. You can make the crowd respect Roman Reigns in a victory or loss if he fucking earns it and fights tooth and nail and fights back. Make him the underdog, like a true underdog. I'm hoping at Mania, Triple H just beats the fuck out of him. But Reigns just doesn't give up.
But no, because that's exactly what happened last WrestleMania.
No.
Like Brock. He just wouldn't give up.
No, he laughed.
Well, yeah, that was stupid.
That was terrible not giving up. I mean, like Ambrose is doing with Lesnar.
Oh, okay.
That I know I'm probably going to lose this, but you're not going to keep me down.
No, because he's going to pull out the Superman spear. I'm calling it right now.
What is this?
I'm trademarking it right now. Are you ready for this? Superman spear. Okay. Throws Triple H off the turnbuckle. Okay. Or not turnbuckle.
The ropes.
Yeah. Okay. No. Irish whip. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you throw him off.
Shut the fuck up. God, so he's gonna do an Irish whip, okay? And then he's gonna cock it, all right? And then he's gonna launch off the ropes and do a spear punch.
It's fucking
Superman punch.
That's dumb. I mean, that's even dumber than what he has now.
Do you think that is really out of the realms of possibility?
No. No. If they could have Naomi do her jumping Russian dance kicks. Yeah. Roman Reigns is bland. You know,
Hold on.
We're not there yet.
Hold on. We're not there yet. We have to talk about the glorious pee break of...
No.
I'm talking about the promo.
Okay, the Edge and Christian cutting edge peep show with the New Day.
Whatever.
It was funny, to an extent. I liked the back and forth between Edge and Christian and the New Day.
That was really the only funny part.
But then the League of Nations come out. Sheamus is healed now, by the way.
All I wanted.
And Wade Barrett hasn't left yet, because he was fucking there.
All I wanted, Kyle. You knew what I wanted.
You wanted Enzo and Big Cass.
I wanted Enzo and Big Cass to come to the main roster, and that would have been the fucking perfect time. Edge and Christian, The New Day, Enzo and Cass, on the mic same time, holy fucking shit.
See, and I disagree, because this is a goddamn pay-per-view. Don't be doing fucking mic work bullshit. That's Raw. Do that on Raw.
This was a Raw.
And then you have a filler match after it. It wasn't even on the goddamn card. This was a 15-minute commercial for the Edge and Christian's show on the network that aired directly afterwards, which I don't give a fuck to watch. I'm not going to. Suck it. Get the network if you want to watch it.
Yeah, I might watch
it. Well, yeah, I might watch it too, but I'm not going to talk about it. It was pointless. There was no point to this other than I guess they're setting up maybe League of Nations versus New Day.
It was like the worst thing ever. Why?
So the League of Nations has something to do?
No, I just want Enzo.
I don't know.
Soft.
It was
soft.
It was pointless. It was absolutely fucking pointless.
And then we had the singles match that we...
Apparently there was a match here.
We missed this match.
We just assumed they would go through the 15-minute promo leading up to the main event. So we stepped outside, come back into the replay of the finish of R-Truth versus Curtis Axel.
I was like, what?
So if anything good came out of this pay-per-view, we missed this match. Curtis Axel won. Who cares?
I don't even know how long this match was.
Not long. I mean, we stepped outside for a smoke break.
Yeah, it was just like, we came back and then it was over.
It was over. So it wasn't long. I'm guessing it was there to fill time. Why not just make the main event longer? Because it was pretty short.
All right, Kyle. Let's finally talk about this
stupid-ass movie. Fuck off.
I just need to. I need to talk about
Roman Reigns wins.
LOL, Roman wins.
Lincoln really thought.
All right. Let me tell what I thought was going to happen. Okay.
Not the thing they've been building since last Mania, by the way.
Shut the fuck up.
He's a fucking mark.
Shut the fuck up. What I wanted them to do, because I was like, the most predictable thing they could possibly do is Ambrose and Reigns team up to get Brock down. And then Ambrose and Reigns are going to be in the ring. And then Reigns is going to spear Ambrose. And he's gonna be a mania. I was like, that is the most predictable possible, like, from point A to point B, Vince McMahon strategy. Which is exactly what happened. And I was like, no, I don't think that's going to happen. You know what I think is going to happen? Here we go. I was like...
He's a fucking mark, I'm telling you guys.
What I hoped would happen... is that Ambrose and Reigns were going to do their normal teaming up with Brock. Then, I don't really know how the match would have happened, but the end result of the match, I was hoping that Brock was going to win, and that they were going to set up a feud of Ambrose versus Reigns for Mania, because Reigns turns on Ambrose during the match, causing like Brock to pin him or something. What if Reigns and Ambrose are like doing kind of a buddy buddy thing. Brock's out of the ring, and then Reigns is just like ha 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 ha, and then just spears him. And then Ambrose is on the ground. Then you have Brock come over and suplex him, and then he pins Ambrose. that's how I was hoping that the match was going to end. Because
then, how many pay-per-views have we watched?
Shut the fuck up. I just wanted to dream for once. And because I thought it was like, sure. Again, my thought was, surely they're not going to do Triple H versus Reigns at Mania. Like, wouldn't Brock versus Triple H at Mania be more of a ticket seller than that? And then the other thing, that would be great, right?
They've already sold the tickets.
I know. I'm just talking about pay-per-views and stuff. But I thought about that, and then I was like, you know, if Reigns wins, then that would suck, because then it's like, what are they going to do? Have, you know, Brock versus Ambrose? Like, that doesn't make sense. I was thinking of all these different scenarios, and I was like, well, that wouldn't make sense if they did that, blah, blah, blah. And then it turned out to be exactly what I should have known. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you predict, whatever's the predictable thing in wrestling, that's what they're going to do, because they're lazy and they don't know how to write it. It's what they're going to do. My prediction, though, is I think they're going to Daniel Bryan, Ambrose in there. Because they're back to an Orton versus Batista main event, which the crowd shit on. Yeah. Crowd didn't want it, so they're like, Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's in there. I could see them shoving Ambrose in. I could see that. Reigns is still going to fucking win the title. Because so many people believed that Ambrose was going to win this.
You poor, poor soul. See, I knew 100% that was not going
to
happen.
And I knew my prediction was right there. When they put him in, I said, well, he's there to take the pin.
Yeah.
He was there to take the pin. He won this match for Reigns.
Yeah. And that was another thing I was talking about. Well, wouldn't it be a cool angle if, like, you know, Reigns basically betrays him and is like, well, fuck you, Ambrose. I just use you to fucking take Brock over.
And my counterpoint to that is people already boo Roman Reigns. What does that do for him?
I just
giving the fans a reason to boo him doesn't change that they don't like him.
This is what I want.
Ambrose, if there was a heel turn, it should have been Ambrose turning on Reigns. Reigns is already heel as far as the fans are concerned.
I know, that's why I just wish he would Tyrion Lannister it. I just wish that he would understand, people fucking hate me. Fuck you guys, I'm going to give you a reason to hate me.
But that changes nothing. That doesn't make him winning any better.
I know, it's terrible. I don't know, this is like Schrodinger's wrestler.
I will tell you two people that no one wants to see fight at WrestleMania. Not even at each other, just at all. It's Triple H and Roman Reigns. Because we know who's winning this fucking match. We know who's winning this match. And we don't care.
And the thing about it is that, and then if he doesn't win it, then we're going to have to sit through another fucking year.
Of Roman Reigns.
Of the, yeah. Oh, they took the title from
him. I'd rather just put the fucking belt on him and get it over with. I would have rather them had not put the title on the line at Rumble if they were going to have this match. Have Triple H enter it anyway, because fuck you, I'm going to take the title off you at Mania. So that makes Triple H more of the face going. He's going to be faced by proxy in this.
Mm.
But at least then the angle makes a bit more sense.
Yeah.
Don't put the title on Reigns. Go, that didn't work. We got to take it off. We'll wait a couple months. People are dumb. Fans aren't dumb. Fans don't like someone just because you say they should like them. Especially when they're not that good. They have a couple fucking moves. And one of them's stupid because he has to cock his goddamn wrist. He's not a fucking cartoon. It's shit. Everyone does the spear. Everyone. Charlotte doesn't do it anymore, thank God.
Yeah. Well, because she fucking sucked at it.
She's fucking terrible. The Big Show spears are better than hers.
Yeah, you know, and it sucks because I remember I want to say like 3 or 4 months ago.
You started liking Reigns.
Well,
You did. You tried.
I tried to like him. I wanted to like him because it seemed like this was during the period of time where he and Ambrose was them doing the bro stuff. Because I wanted to like him because he started actually having character and they started branching out and actually doing new shit. And then it just vanished in the night and then he just went back to the same old shit.
Same old boring, fucking bland shit. I mean, he won this match because of someone else. For God's sake. This is your face.
The only cool thing about this match that happened was the great suplex of Ambrose and Reigns.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was pretty tight. I didn't actually think that was going to happen. I thought that, last second, Ambrose was going to, like, roll off.
I like the two power bombs through the table to keep Brock down. Mm-hmm. Because we were really worried that Bray Wyatt's going to interfere. We knew something that's going to take. Brock out of this match was a problem. I hate triple threat matches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've said this before. Because they're not a triple threat match. The match starts. You knock one guy out. You punch him in the head and he's dead for 5 minutes outside the ring.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he comes back in when there's a pin. And then this other guy goes out for 5 minutes. It's silly. It's This match was terrible. It ruined the whole pay-per-view. Because
how many times have we said that? I wish I could have a tally of how many times we've said that.
And I'm not saying it was a good pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It was Raw. But...
I really did like how that they were trying to dispose of Brock because, you know...
It made sense.
Yeah.
And I liked that it made sense.
Well, Ambrose did the running bulldog, so I was like, it's my favorite.
And I will say this still, I disagree with most fans that really want to see Ambrose in the world title hunt. I don't think he's ready for that. I don't think he's world champion material.
It's really rough. It's rough because it's like, on one hand, I think he could do it. But on the other hand, my gut just says that I just don't know if he's ready for it.
I just don't think he's ready. Let him rule the mid card for a while.
Yeah. That's kind of the thing. He hasn't had a really good run
We know why keeps every now and then coming up into the main title picture.
Because of fucking Roman Reigns.
Because they need someone to make people cheer for Roman Reigns a little.
Yeah.
Who was the heel in this match? The absolute heel. Not the guy giving low blows and chair shots.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting cheered. He wailed on Reigns. Ambrose did with the chair.
And everybody goes,
which to me was funny because that's what broke up the Shield when Rollins did that. People went wild for it.
Even Cat Guy didn't give a shit about this match.
No. And he likes Roman Reigns.
Yeah. He just gave that okay.
Saw that coming.
Yeah.
Oh. A surprise once in a while would be great. Because you could have done a surprise here. They really could have. And still found a way to put Reigns in the main event. It's a thing you can do, fellas. You know? You did it with Daniel Bryan. You want to go the Daniel Bryan route. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. At all. I do love wrestling. I really do. I promise you, I do. But WWE is so bad.
I just don't give a shit about WrestleMania right now. I really wish that I could.
I wasn't looking forward to WrestleMania anyway, but I'm really not looking forward to it now.
Because I'm just like, you know, Rollins isn't going to be there.
No Rollins.
No Cena.
No Orton. Most likely these guys are.
No Mizdow.
Well, he might be there.
No, he's out because of family reasons or something.
Does out. Cesaro's out.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki Bella's out. Listen to some of these names we're saying, and we're sad that they're not there.
It kind
of
shows you something.
I should tell you something.
Yeah.
Rollins is a big blow
to
not be there. And God help me, Cena is a big blow to not be there. Because I like to think things would be much different if Rollins didn't get hurt right now. No. I don't think Triple H would be in the picture.
No.
I think we would have...
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure that
what they wanted at the WrestleMania...
Which was the three-way between the...
Rollins, Reigns, and Ambrose. Yeah. Which would have been a great match.
Mm-hmm.
In theory.
In theory.
Mania's going to suck. Mania's going to be terrible.
I've learned to not have high hopes anymore.
I'm looking more forward to the Hall of Fame. Especially now the rumoring that Sting will be fighting Undertaker. God help us all. Please don't let that happen.
No. I want that to happen because I want them both to retire.
I don't want it to happen because one of them might die.
No, because they're both slow. The problem with Sting and Rollins was that I just think that it was kind of a slower-paced match. But I just think that it was just too much for Sting.
Who wants to see two grandpas fighting in the fucking ring?
I want to see it if it's the last fucking time I have to see them.
Oh, God.
No offense to Undertaker. No offense to Sting.
No, they're legends. They deserve every kudos they get. But there's a time, I'm just looking at you, also Ric Flair. There's a time when you have to fucking let it go and move on.
Mm-hmm.
And realize people don't know who you are anymore, Ric Flair. Or people don't care. Ric Flair is out there every time in Charlotte. Nobody gives a fuck about him.
No.
People don't care. It's a younger crowd.
You know, after Undertaker lost, nobody cares anymore.
I don't get why he didn't retire when he lost to Brock.
Yeah.
The hype is gone for that dude.
And I don't
gone.
Know. I just think Sting, Undertaker, retirement match, WrestleMania.
I just don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
It's going to be great. It's going to be like old people fighting.
It's going to be like watching Kane versus Big Show. Be slow and plodding. And fans don't understand. They think this is what they want. And they're going to watch it and realize, that was boring. Now, they will immediately, as soon as the bell rings, they'll chant, this is awesome. They'll chant, you still got it. That's if Sting's even medically cleared.
All right, how's about this? What if?
I don't know if he is.
Okay, what about this? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, God, it's going to be shit.
Here we go.
Undertaker doesn't fight. He just retires and moves on?
No. No. American Badass Undertaker.
He's just a
versus... Sting with the blue and yellow face.
You know why that wouldn't work? Because they're fucking 80 years old.
Are you trying to tell me the Undertaker still
couldn't be? This isn't goddamn 2K15.
Are you telling me the American Badass Undertaker Can't roll and roll and roll and roll.
I'm saying American Badass Undertaker can't barely walk up the ring steps to get into the fucking ring. Retire, dude. Retire.
Kyle, you think...
Retire. Go away.
You think Hulk Hogan's going to be a WrestleMania?
No. No. I don't even know if they would sell him a ticket. I am dreading WrestleMania. I really am dreading it. It's become... What's it become? It's become the Super Bowl, where I'm just going to watch it for the entrances. I'm going to watch Mania for the entrances. Because, I mean, I am curious, what are we doing with Wyatt? Yeah. What are we doing with Ambrose? What are we doing with Owens? There's a lot of what-ifs on all these people. I am curious what they're going to do. Not that it's going to be good or that I'm going to care. Because for the IC title, they'll probably do like a six-man ladder match. Because I give a fuck. They'll do the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Because I don't give a fuck. I'm more excited for the NXT TakeOver that week. That's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be really good. This isn't. I thank God we get a month off. So yeah, we will have a month off from WWE programming.
We'll find something to do, don't worry.
Yeah, if not, you know, just keep listening to our movies. Yeah. Maybe we'll do No Holds Barred or something.
Yeah.
We'll do a WWE movie, maybe. Don't hold me to that, because I don't really want to watch. Ripple.
I'm sick of my summer.
Ripple.
I can't deal with this anymore. Ripple. Fuck this company.